We've been refocusing, we've been rethinking, we've been reacting, we've been responding, we have been doing all of these RE things for the season of Advent. And today we reach a point of reflection. Because the Christmas story has no meaning unless we take time to see what it means for us, what God would say to us about this story. This message is a little different than what I normally do because it is one about reflecting. So be prepared to spend some time with the Lord within this message. The word pondered, I chose those two passages because they were both about pondering. And you knew that the first one was about Jesus' birth because it said, Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, other than Betty, who just had this her Bible open, thank you, Betty, what story was that passage from? Was that a Christmas passage? Sure sounded like one. Take another guess. Who might that be? Let me read it again. Fear and or awe came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, what then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. John the Baptist. Good job, George. So we had two miraculous births taking place here. John the Baptist is the cousin of Jesus. Elizabeth, his mother, is Mary, Jesus' mother's cousin. And so you have people who are surprised in both situations. How old was Elizabeth? Very old. I don't, and Zechariah doesn't tell us, but he gives us a pretty good idea. And he says, you know, while I'm advanced in age and my wife, well, she's really old. That's kind of my translation, but it's pretty much what he said. I remember reading it the first time and going, whoa, and he lived through the day. This is very good. This is very good. So, surprise! She had been barren her whole life. They wanted a child, and in that time, having a child was an indication that God was blessing you. If you didn't have children, maybe you weren't good enough in some way. It was a very judgmental type of attitude towards the women. And so Elizabeth had kept praying and had kept praying. Zechariah was a priest, and surprise, Elizabeth conceived. And the child that she conceived became John the Baptist. The two words here in the Greek, interestingly, I love it when I'm working on a message and I go, ooh, I hope I find something cool in the language. That would be fun. Because we have limited words for translating Greek, you know, the biblical Greek. And so there are two different words here. So the passage about John the Baptist's birth, the word ponder meant to react with awe and wonder. Whoa! Whoa! She was really old! And she had a baby. Whoa, Zechariah couldn't speak. And then he did. Wow. All who heard these words, it says, laid them up in their hearts. They were like, wow. Wow, I need to think about this a little bit. Wow. In the passage about Jesus' birth, the word pondered is very personal. It's not everybody's talking about it. It's Mary who's watching and listening. And she says, oh, I never want to forget. I want to keep this in my heart. Never, never do I want to forget what it felt like to have these things happening to me. It's not so much wonderment, though, as trying to fit the pieces together. Can you imagine being a young woman, engaged to be married, minding your own business, you're a good girl, and this angel comes to you, says, guess what? You're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. And it's going to be by the Holy Spirit. what would you think if you were this young girl? Yes, there would be a sense of awe and wonderment. Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord. I mean, she gets that. But what would happen to her? She's likely to be divorced. It's a different kind of divorce in those days from Joseph. He's probably going to reject her. She might even be stoned to death because that was the price for adultery, because nobody was going to believe this. Right? Nobody was going to believe it. So her pondering takes on an element of figuring out how these pieces fit. What in the world is this going to mean for me, Lord? I'm willing. But what is it going to mean? The word ponder is closely related to the word reflect. And I told you we're going to be reflecting today. Reflection has two basic meanings. Okay? What about mirrors? What do? They reflect. So when you're reflecting, you're seeing part of yourself in what you're thinking about. Reflection, these are words that go with it. I've been playing Scrabble with my son, and I'm into a lot of words at the moment because I don't like to be beat. So, consider, contemplate, meditate, muse, ruminate, cogitate. There's some fun words in there. They all are synonyms. They mean the same thing as ponder. So my question for you is, what does this mean for you? If you're going to ponder Jesus' birth, what does it mean? What does it matter? Kids are saying, oh, we have presents, we have good food. I want to go to your house for dinner. What does it mean for each one of us? So I want to take a moment, and I'm going to read a couple of statements to you. And in between, you don't have to close your eyes. You can just look at the cross or look into nowhere. And I want you to think about what these things that I tell you mean for you, for each one of you, and for me. First one. Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist, who leapt within her when Mary visited. What does that mean for you? Spend a moment and think about it. Second one, what does this mean for you? Mary conceived Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Not Joseph, through the Holy Spirit. Think about that one. Next one. Joseph agreed to marry a pregnant girl within his rights to divorce her and to have her stoned, but he chose to marry her. What does that mean for you? Next, listen carefully. Jesus' birth fulfilled over 300 Old Testament prophecies. What does that mean for you and for us? Over 300 things said thousands of years before he came. What does it mean to you that Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger? What does it matter to you that angels announced his birth to shepherds? And we talked about this before, the heavenly host, an army of angels. What does that mean to us and to you? What does it mean that wise men who were not Jews, who did not necessarily believe in God the Father, traveled over 900 miles just to worship him and to bring him gifts? What does that matter? What does it matter that Herod, the king, wanted to kill him and went so far as to have all of the 2-year-olds and younger in and around Bethlehem slaughtered? What difference does that make? What does it mean that Jesus was God's only Son? He was both fully divine and fully human. One of the greatest theological mysteries of all time. Try to understand that. Fully human and fully God in one person. What difference does that make? Because here's the thing. For too many, it doesn't really matter. To those of us who believe, sometimes it doesn't matter enough. And part of that is we don't spend a lot of time really taking this moment. For some of you, you're going, would you just start talking? I don't want to reflect. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But it's in that reflection that we have a chance to hear what God would say to us. And this can be not just the same old Christmas. This can be truly drawing close to that manger. Truly pondering, figuring out what does this mean for me? What does it mean? Because if you believe, it makes an eternal difference. And if you don't believe, it makes an eternal difference. It matters. And every element of that story that we've been talking about for the last month matters. It matters that Jesus was announced by angels. It matters. That's how we know he was the Son of God. It matters that it was shepherds who heard the story. Just everyday folks up on the hills. It matters that people that didn't even believe in God came to worship him. It matters that he was put into a manger and born in a stable instead of in a palace. It matters that some people choose to react to this story with violence. It matters because we are God's tool. We are his messenger. We are Jesus' biggest fans. And it needs to matter to every single one around us that we believe. It needs to matter. My challenge for you for today, make time and space to reflect more on Jesus' birth. Prepare for his coming tomorrow and for his second coming. He promises he's coming back. And that's part of what Advent is, looking forward to the second coming. Talk with people in your household. Many of you are going to have company. Okay? Big challenge for you. Say a prayer before dinner. I don't know whether you all do that, but there are a lot of people that go, ooh, I don't want to offend anybody. Hello? You're not praying because of what they believe. You're praying because of what you believe. Reflect, make a difference, talk with people about it, ponder what this Christmas story is about, and come to Bethany this evening. Come to reflect more, and for our last message, to rejoice because it's good news. That's why it's called the gospel. Would you pray with me, please? Oh, Lord, it makes all the difference that your birth happened exactly as it did. Lord, help us to understand that. Help us to spend time pondering what this means. Yes, to have awe and wonder, but also, Lord, to ponder what it is you would have us do in response. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we all pray. Amen.